Thomas, good morning.
What are we doing? it's early.
It's a little earlier than we probably would both like to be up, but you know what? Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Well, I got the day off, so I'll just go back to bed. Right? Isn't that what you do?
No.
Oh.
It's kind of been wild now that I have this new schedule. It's like you got to be up at 4:20 every day. I thought this was going to be a little bit easier.
No. Nope.
Training it's like going through.
Really easier physically, but you get to sleep at night.
That's true, just for less short time. Spurts.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm just kind of whining.
You're complaining.
No, I'm whining. Oh. I'm not complaining.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You ready to get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm ready to get started. Man riding farm vehicle arrested for second DUI, 17 minutes released after from his first DUI.
Yeah, I like it.
What state do you think this takes place in?
This has got to be like Alabama.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Totally thinking the Southeast.
Well, I mean.
Totally thinking. Somewhere in the South.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
So Lancaster County. A man operating a farm vehicle in Pennsylvania was arrested and accused of driving under the influence just 17 minutes after he was released from custody for the very same thing. The driver, identified a 49-year-old man from Lancaster, was taken into custody on the evening of September 16th after Pennsylvania State Police said he tried to flee the scene of a crash in a 1974 International Harvester 4000 series.
Good song about that.
Oh, yeah. International.
Do you have it?
The song?
Yeah.
I could probably pull it up.
You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, I do.
Keep going. I'll find the International Harvester.
No, I got a picture of this thing. Because I was like, well, what is it? Because I had a scout. I had an International Scout.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, like that's pretty rad. But this is the size of this. They say it's a farm vehicle, but that's like a semi.
What?
Look at the size of that thing.
Oh, come on, Craig. That's not what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about.
Dude, I typed in International Harvester 4000 series.
Okay. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about that's a tractor trailer. This is what an International Harvester is.
No, dude, I think you're wrong. I know you know tractors, but I typed this in.
That is not farm equipment.
I agree with you.
This is farm equipment.
But when you look up International Harvester 4000 series, look it up. Just because you have a horses and a tractor, you know, doesn't make it impossible that this is what they're talking about.
Maybe I shouldn't search Wikipedia and I should Google it.
That Scout was probably the coolest.
4,000?
4,000S.
That's International Trucks, okay? International 4,000. See?
God, thank God for Tom Johnson.
I mean, come on, man. Look, International 4,000 Mower Conditioner Windrowers, whatever that means. All right, so we've established you're wrong in... That's what it is.
100% correct.
Okay, so he's driving a big-ass tractor around.
Big-ass tractor.
Yeah. That's good.
This makes a lot more sense than what I found.
See, you got that Mayflower truck, but it's this boy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the S is for Swather, not series.
I don't know.
Everything's fine.
I just think your research capabilities need work.
Listen, I have not had the opportunity... to take down Titans with digging so deep. So, yeah.
Your private investigation skills could use some work.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
100%.
You come to me when you need shit done.
No problem.
Okay.
Once I get as many years on this earth as you, I'll probably have a...
two more years.
I'll probably have this down. All right. According to the crash report, the International Harvester and a 2011 Toyota RAV4. I bet you the RAV4 got pretty messed up getting smoked by a tractor. We're at a stop sign when a farm vehicle backed into the SUV and tried to leave the area. The driver of the RAV4 followed behind him, honking to try and get the tractor's attention. The driver of the tractor later admitted to police that he'd been drinking before getting behind the wheel. They arrested him, they processed him, and released him. And then 17 minutes later, well, no kidding. He probably had to drive that thing home. You can't just leave your tractor on the side of the road.
What's he doing with the tractor? Yeah. Gotta take it with you.
Gotta take it with you.
This is him starting his vehicle up.
Oh, it's a great song.
See? There it is.
That's a combine, though, isn't it? Oh, Craig Morgan. Oh, shit.
This is 13 years ago. I'm the son of a third generation farmer. Who got a DUI?
Hell yeah.
Got another DUI.
God, look at that. Stud. Do you think that guy has ever been a farmer at all? Or is he just singing some songs that someone else wrote for him?
He's probably singing songs. Well, I mean, I don't know.
So, we have a very close friend who is the tour manager for Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear the amount, and Kate worked in tangentially in the music industry.
Sure.
And to hear the amount of people that don't write their own shit is unreal.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you think that's fair?
That's why there are jobs for songwriters.
I know. I just like naively thought that like, oh man, like that guy's really singing about this situation that happened.
Just listen to some songs and you're like, man, those are great lyrics. Who put that together? And some songwriter.
Yeah, like Chris Stapleton.
But they still got to put a tune to it. And like to take lyrics and then to put them, you know, put a beat to it, and then you know they kind of like change the way they present it too, as far as like they don't just read it off, you know.
That's true. I'm not saying that there's no talent behind it, but like Chris Stapleton, who I think
writes his own songs.
Oh yeah, he wrote "Honky Tonk Badonka Donk," and he's like, I think he's one of the greatest singer songwriters that we have alive right now.
Okay,
so Old Dominion Honky writes songs.
How do you spell it? Badonk.
How do I spell Badonka Donk?
You should know, right?
I don't know.
There it is. Trace Adkins.
Yeah.
You have to go back and it's not Chris Stapleton. You want to redo that?
No, it is Chris Stapleton. He wrote this song.
Oh, he wrote it and Trace Adkins sings it?
Yeah. But like, he is capable of writing this unbelievable tune.
Maybe that's why he didn't sing it.
Yeah, he's like, I can't.
I'll give it to some other. Yeah. He can sing it. All right.
I was like, you never heard this song?
I think I have. How old is it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But dog and dog.
All right. That was 6 years ago. Okay. Well, anyways, back to double DUIs on a International Harvester.
Yeah, so this,
haven't most of us driven some sort of vehicle / bike drunk?
Not me.
Golf cart.
No way.
Bike.
I don't know if you've ever seen this TikTok before, but it's basically back in, I'm assuming, like 70s, early 80s about...
Oh, I love this. This is fucking great.
Basically about how there's a new law being passed that you can't drink and drive anymore. And I just think that this is absolutely classic.
Okay.
Any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting common is when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving. And pretty soon we're going to become this country.
Yeah.
You tell me I can't drink in my truck? Might as well be a communist.
That's my truck.
That's my truck.
My truck.
Oh. So when I heard this, I just pictured this guy in this tractor being like, I'll put in 10 out 12 hours a day, man.
I rest me, I'll go back to driving it.
Yeah. So how many
farmers do you think when they're in their field, or how many of them you think are like completely housed sometimes? Or like even just a few beer. I mean, everything's like a lot of stuff's GPS now. So do you think it's easier for them? I'll have a drink. All I gotta do is really hit the button and just make sure this thing's full of fuel. And
I'm sure that there's
probably some, they're good at it.
I'm sure there's quite a few.
The cab's air conditioned. I mean, it could be pretty comfortable.
Yeah. We were out in, doing some deer hunting in Nebraska, and, you look inside those fields, there's a couple cans laying on the ground. But I also think that if you're like back in the day and there wasn't so much technology, maybe it was easier.
You had to keep that shit straight.
Oh, okay.
Because if your rows aren't straight, everything's fucked up.
Man, you're country, dude.
Come on, man.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm not country. I just know a little, but I'm certainly. I have some land here, but I'm not like. I don't have 80 acres, or I don't have hundreds of acres. I mean, those guys are next level.
I think
the amount of work they put in.
Do you remember the movie Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, when he like,
how about Biodome?
Hold on, it would make, if I went to a farm, that's what I would be like.
That sounds about right.
I think that's like, I'd be super positive and excited about trying to be there.
Favorite Pauly Shore movie?
No,
God, that guy.
Jury Duty, I think, was a good one. Encino Man. I mean, he's one of the most incredible actors.
Yeah,
of
okay.
Time,
you know? Right. Moving on.
How many DUIs are there in America every year?
Every year?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. There's got to be hundreds a day. I mean, 365,000.
A million.
Okay. So more than 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
Almost 3,000 a day.
So what country has the highest drunk driving fatalities globally?
Oof.
This one surprised me.
Russia.
No.
I don't know.
South Africa.
They drink a lot of vodka and some Stoli or whatever.
They do, but I mean, I think with the size of their country, their population's not what you think it is going to be. South Africa.
South Africa, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what state has the highest drunk driving crashes in America?
Ooh. New York.
Wyoming. Isn't that amazing? There's not that many people up there. But they're all hammered.
I think the problem is they're driving down the Interstate 80 and they're drunk and the wind is just like, you can't.
Oh, that's,
you can barely
point,
stay on the road when you are sober. That's tough, man. You can't be driving. You'd be like, you know, somebody who hit me, and you're fucking off the road. Like, no, dude, that was just the wind.
I know some people that I think might be a little better after one or two cocktails. You know,
how about the focus you get? You know, like when it's been like just like one or two, and you're like,
I got this,
and you're just like.
Now, I personally have never driven drunk, but I have. But
yeah, I'm just telling stories.
I'm just telling stories
through you. I think. Yeah.
I have. You know what's bad is driving home tired.
That's worse.
Like hearing people
or on a road trip tired when you're trying to like.
No, I'm saying stand up 24. You're just trying to get home. And you like fall asleep at a stoplight. Right?
Well, it's the same thing. When you are at a stop and you fall asleep or you're like dozing off, that is the worst place to be behind the wheel. It's like, it sucks.
That's why I don't know how our drivers do it, like our engineers.
I went on a run. So I was driving early on in my career, and I still remember this. I was going east on Mississippi. It was like at fours at the time. And I remember getting to the scene. And there was a few lights, and I didn't fall asleep.
Hold on.
And I remember I didn't fall asleep, but I was so like out of it. From the time the tone went off, I'm just like, ugh. And by the time I got to the call, I was like, fuck, dude, I don't even remember. Like, I really wasn't like processing green lights. I just remember like, was that light fucking green?
That's dangerous.
And I was like, shit, I'm fucking tired. I hated it. Sucked.
Hey, when you know, some departments say that like safety is their culture, but then they completely don't give a shit about the fact that everyone operating that vehicle has been up for 24 hours straight, not safe.
Can we just move on from safety as our culture? Why'd you bring that up?
Oh, I just think that it's A double standard.
Got a mouse pad for me?
Double standard.
The double standard.
The double standard.
It's like the standard, but...
twice as good. All right, Minneapolis PD officer.
Minneapolis or Mindianapolis?
Minneapolis.
You said Mindianapolis.
I did not. Right. I'll go back. I'm going to go back and rewind this. And
well, edit it. Just edit it.
Minneapolis PD officer outed his OnlyFans model after pulling over a subscriber.
Okay, explain this.
So this cop pulls someone over.
Okay.
And he's like, I subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Fuck yes. Hey, you don't get to shut that shit off, all right?
No. You're a celebrity. All right,
so he's like, hey.
Yeah.
And then what'd she do?
You
can't write that dude a ticket. You better give him some free months. Hey, you got a free year subscription. Here's your ticket. And it all evens out.
So this guy basically complained. All right, I'll read this.
I would complain too.
Why?
I'm paying you. You can't come here and write me a ticket.
Oh, no, that's not true.
That's the way I think.
Yeah, well, no,
especially,
man.
Especially if I got two beers behind the wheel, I'm going to be saying everything. Like, what?
No.
Are you kidding me?
He basically said, like, you can't arrest me no more. I've seen your private parts. Oh. That's what he told the news.
That's great.
I tried to look this person up. So you want to give it a shot?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
All right. I wanted to see... This is not the first time this
because
has
remember we had, I believe we had a sheriff, and she had an OnlyFans, and right. It wasn't. It's like, nah.
I didn't look it up on OnlyFans. I looked it up on the news to try and see if you could see a picture. I don't know how to even get to that website. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
why would I know how? I don't know. I mean, I don't even. Where do you even go for that?
I don't. I think the internet, maybe. Okay. So this guy basically tells Fox, the news, Fox 9, you can't arrest me no more. I've seen your private parts. I wouldn't want her to arresting me. And I just saw you and your husband last night for $29.99 having sex on OnlyFans. I just can't respect you or the precinct that you work at.
Okay, so that last sentence though, you in public safety have an OnlyFans account. You think that's fair? Can you do it?
Okay. Absolutely. Why not?
Well, I mean, you are representing, you know, you got your city, you got your department, whatever. People are going to find out.
Okay.
Does that create more problems for them?
I'm not saying that it's not complicated, but I am saying, like, if you have a social media presence that is sexualized, is that much different than having like naked portion of that site? I mean, there are a lot.
Well, your teacher having OnlyFans, your kid's teacher.
Ugh, I hate when you poke holes in my.
I don't know
ideas. That I don't think is appropriate for some reason. That's a double standard. Hashtag double standard.
I think it's too complicated.
To be like, just have a simple.
Do I have a problem with it? I really don't give a fuck. Like, are you a good cop? That's all that matters, right? Like,
right.
Are you, yeah, I mean, you do whatever the fuck you want, right? Having sex is legal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just don't do it with kids or so, don't do it with like fucking, you know.
That's what the mayor of Minneapolis said. He's all like, right. If we're all talking about naked pictures being behind a paywall, the mayor has no issue.
Yeah. I
mean, right? Like, you're not.
It's not out there. It's not like.
Totally, right? You are in control of who is seeing that stuff.
That's a lot for a mayor to say that.
I was super impressed.
I think that cop should probably go give him a free subscription.
And she's doing it with...
That's a lot. I mean...
She's doing it with her husband, right? That's promoting good, healthy marriage, you know? Morals. I'm on board.
Okay, all right.
I'm on board.
Sure. I mean, like, yeah. You know, like, I don't care. I'm just saying it's complicated and, like, good luck, right?
I mean...
Pulling over a subscriber, that fucking...
I mean, she must have been like, oh, no.
How do they recognize
me? How do they recognize me?
It's not your face, ma'am, that I recognize. I know that when I see it.
Oh, man. Got a lot of jokes to say off air.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right. Illinois department may start charging for non-emergency calls.
Yes.
It's getting bigger, man.
Yes.
It's getting bigger.
I fucking love it.
Savoy, I'm assuming.
Savoy?
Savoy?
I don't know. It's your state.
Yeah, man. I stayed Chicago. I still was in the state of Chicago. I'm going to go with Savoy. That seems right. Mm-hmm. Savoy firefighters will charge assisted living facilities for lift assists.
100%. Like, all jokes aside, this is getting out of control. I've said it before. Everybody knows. Everybody who works with me.
Yeah, no, we're all aware.
This is getting out of control.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, we're going to go into private residences. They're probably not going to change that.
And I don't know if they should, right? Like, those are situations where...
The difference is we can't be... Those type of non-emergent calls have to change how they're delivered in the system. They're delivered the same way as a 911 call and have the same priority as a 911 call. I mean, granted, if something big were to drop, I believe the place we work, everybody knows, you drop that call and you go to, and then they just have to wait. But really, those calls even should be in some sort of long queue that some sort of non-emergent type resource that takes care of service calls should just get to it when they get to it, you know?
Here's where I see the difference. If you're a private resident and you have a problem, absolutely, call the fire department.
That right there is why we're in.
But hold on.
If you have a problem, call the fire department.
No, what I'm saying is, like, there is no one else to call for something like that.
There is.
But you need to have that set up prior to, right? Like,
sure.
That is something where if you are going down that road of being incapable of basic human function, but like if you fall down in the middle of the night and you can't get up, who are you going to call?
True.
Right? Like I think that, you're right. You should call us. But if you are paying an incredible amount of money to a facility to take care of your family member, then you shouldn't call us. Right? Like now you're going to use city resources. So you're paying twice. You're paying taxes for the fire department, and then you're paying thousands of dollars for this facility to take care of your loved one. That's right. Not right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the system. All you have to do is put pressure on these assisted living facilities. You just tell them it's not emergency. We aren't coming. And the residents will demand from the facility. They put some, and we talked about this, the facility, every facility just has, what do they got to do? Hire one guy, two guys, whatever. I mean, pay the fucking like janitors who work there like more.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so we got two people on duty that take care of all this. Like, they're going to also do lift assists. All right, so they get $5 more an hour. The residents each pay $50 more a month. You know, nobody's going to know that.
Here's the business plan. I'm not going
to open.
I'm not going to do it. Someone should, though, because this is dynamite. If you, whatever town you live in, you go to the 5 or 6 old folks' homes, be like, hey, I'm for a monthly subscription, I will come and do lift assist for you.
That's true. You don't have to stay there. You just kind of drive around.
Yeah.
What's that look like then?
I
mean, I think you get away with per facility, you could do like $1,000 a month, and that's like a limit of maybe one a day. Every limit increases, you increase. So two a day, you get that limit of two a day, $2,000 a month. That's 60 visits.
That's pretty good. And then you throw like, hey, I'm a paramedic on top. I'll do an evaluation.
Nope.
No, why not?
No. Well, that's not part of my business model. That may be yours.
I would.
I don't want to get into that.
Why not?
Liability.
Liability's on whoever you're...
No. I'm the paramedic and that... Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm gonna be like, yeah, you should probably call the fire department.
God damn, this Stallaway keeps calling us.
But I mean, you could wrap up skin tears and like, you know, have a basic idea of...
So non-emergent lift assists with...
With basic first aid.
Basic first aid. Yeah.
You know, if you guys want to start that, what would you call it?
I don't know. Should have told me that before we came on. I could have thought of something real creative.
I feel like something with geezer in it.
lift an old timer or something like old time lifts.
Old time lifts.
You will see that if something like this passes because it'll be privatized.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. So how much are they charging? Did it say?
$400.
Every time?
A lift assist.
Oh, yeah. That.
So, I mean, that $1,000 a month is a steal.
Well, so...
So you get that's four...
A lot, that's the cost to bring a rig with four salaried people on it. That's about it.
But...
$400.
You get four lift assist, or you get four nursing homes to get on board with this. It's $4,000 a month.
You can call the fire department one time, $400, or you can have us here for $1,500.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking call you for everything, though. But that's why you put a limit on it.
Or it's in the contract, right? Like, I will do these.
Yeah, I'll do this many. And anything over is, you know, like $100 each time.
Yeah.
So you're still saving money.
See? I'm telling you. So if anyone wants, if anyone needs some ideas, business ideas, we're going to come up with some names. And then cut us in a little bit.
You know, a couple years ago, probably would have taken you up on this, this plan. Ha 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 ha!